Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's biggest Big Mac fan is a gentleman named Don Gorski. He's 71 years old, and he just hit another major milestone. He's been eating 2 Big Macs a day.
I remember this guy.
For 53 years. So this past Saturday, he just ate his 35,000th Big Mac.
Wow.
This is him breaking his next record.
You better appreciate this, because like I say, I had to slow down to 1 a day for 3 days here. driving me nuts. So I guess it's definitely 35,000. It's no more, no less. I've counted every single one.
Okay. This is crazy that he had a crowd there to watch this. Although, you know, if I had nothing going on, I might swing by the McDonald's to see what's going on, too.
Do you think they even charge him, or do you think they just give him the Big Macs when he shows up?
There's a reason why McDonald's is still in business. They charge him. He's helping them stay afloat.
Well, Don started this quest back in 1972. That's when he had his very first Big Mac. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Eric from Arlington. Eric, our simple question is this. In your whole life, what do you think you have eaten the most of?
Oh, it's definitely got to be pizza.
Pizza! Yeah. What's your go-to?
Well, I've worked at 3 different pizza places. I've worked at Little Caesars, Godfather's when they were in business, and Alfie's Pizza. And my favorite would be Godfather's. But they're out of business.
And what's your favorite topping?
Pepperoni. Yeah.
Nice.
It's a classic.
Dude, I got sucked into YouTube. There was like a blurb that just said Seattle's best pizza, and it was about how like Seattle's considered to be the best place to get pizza, which is kind of crazy. And this guy went to all like a bunch of different pizza places. I'm like, oh, I'll give this a watch. I'm curious to see what he picked. Didn't realize it was a 25-minute long video, which I watched all 25 minutes
of.
And I'm just watching some random dude I don't know just eat pizza. One of the top ones, Dan, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like called Post Alley Pizza.
No, I don't think I have.
He took a bite of it, and I felt like the guy was about to have a happy moment.
Well, Post Alley's not that far. Should we just go right now?
Screw it. Turn on some songs. We're out.
206-803-ROCK. Trucker Rob, our simple question to you. In your whole life, what do you think you have eaten the most of?
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning.
What's up?
I would say without a doubt, and it might sound weird, it's wild game. Deer, elk, stuff like that. I've probably eaten that. I eat that probably 2-3 times a week, and I've probably eaten that for, I quit counting how many years, because I've also found out that wild game meat is way better for you than normal beef, because who knows what the beef has in it, you know, if it's got antibiotics or whatever, but they've already proven that wild game is way better for you and healthier than burgers and beef.
Rob, one of my buddies I play hockey with, he would always come into the locker room back in the day when I was eating meat, and he would bring us elk jerky. And like, he was a hunter, so he was like fresh. Well, not, you know, fresh. You know what I mean? Like, he hunted it. He turned it into jerky, and it was amazing.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I do all that myself, man. I do all the pepperoni, the summer sausage, and it just never get tired of it. I mean, it's just like, what are you having? Deer, elk, bear, cougar.
Which is cougar? Oh, you got careful it. Now.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.